This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It feels like it's getting... it feels like it's getting a little wobbly here coming down the stretch. Got some tough games. A lot of that, man, the injuries are piling up.
I'd say it's
the wrong time.
I'd say it's getting chippy, but really it's getting trippy. And I want to ask Brandon about that because the Mercury's out there doing some nefarious S to our Valks.
That is a very fair take. It's Willard and Dibs, and it's about that time. Every Wednesday in the neighborhood of 3 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Brandon Pajemski. You may know him as a Warrior guard, not us. We know him as a Valkyries super fan correspondent. And yes, we will do the one big Warriors question at the end. But let's talk some Valks after a tough night, missing a lot of players. It looked like they were going to run away from Phoenix, but they got him in the end. And now the Valks are just a game over 500. Joining us here on the River Islands guest line, it is Brandon Pajemski. Hey, Pods, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We're doing good, but not as good as we were doing at halftime last night when the Valks were up by 12. Man, I thought they were going to have that one.
Yeah, it looked promising to start. Like you said, only eight players last night with a bunch of our scorers out. So it was really cool to see us score the ball pretty well in the first half without everybody.
What's it like when you get to this point in the season? We call it the dog days, and the NBA, 82 of them, WNBA, 44 of them. You get down to the last fourth or fifth of the year. How hard is it as a professional basketball player to dig deep in these times?
I mean, in my situation, I've only been in the league 2 years, and both years I've been here, we just been fighting for a playoff spot, and so you really don't have time to look at it like that. You got to really just dig in and try to fight through it and, get that playoff spot.
Can we talk about Veronica Burton for a second? I mean, what a bright spot on a tough night. This stat line is absolutely ridiculous. 24 points, 14 assists, no turnovers. Nobody's ever done that, essentially, in WNBA history. She's in the running for most improved player. What are your thoughts on the season that Veronica's having?
I mean, she's amazing. Definitely my vote for most improved player. I'll actually tell you guys a funny story. Ohema, the GM, back in January, February, during our season, we were in the meal room, and she had came up to me and was like, "Hey, like, the expansion draft's coming up. Is there anybody that, you've had your eye on that you think we should grab?" And I told her Veronica. She was like, "Oh, why?" And I was like, "I think there's a lot of similarities between, how I play and how she plays and the things we bring to the table." And, obviously now she's having a great season. And so now me and I have my joke about it all the time. But she's great. I mean, she does all the little things. Like you said, 14 assists, no turnovers with, 25 points last night or 24. She just been steady, consistent. I think she started and played all the games that we've had. So she's consistent. She shows up every night, which is really cool to see.
You might call that a funny story. I call that a flex, Brandon. Basically, you had a hand in bringing Veronica to the team?
I mean, you could put it like that, but I give it all credit to the Valkyries, their staff, their organization, finding her. But, you know, I just like the way she played ever since she was in Dallas when she was with Connecticut. And it's really cool to see her opportunity and role be elevated in her play, you know, follow suit.
Yeah, baby Dunleavy over here, I'm like pulling strings and like fact-finding missions and the whole thing. So you're watching last night and you see that she's on a heater and she's playing amazing, and then she gets basically leg whooped by Akoa Makani. What went through your competitive juices when you saw one of the Valks players just get tripped in kind of a dirty fashion?
I think it just elevates the intensity. And like we had mentioned last week, just the intensity, the physicalness of the WNBA in whole, I think is elevated, which is really cool to see, especially, you know, from my perspective and people that watch. But, you know, she got tripped up and just kind of went right back at it. And it was nothing more, nothing less than that, which is what you like to see as a competitor.
I wonder what your thoughts are about the physicality in the WNBA. For anybody listening who hasn't watched it, it's quite a thing what all year long they've sort of let everybody get away with. And I know Natalie Nicasse was talking about this after the game last night. I've heard a lot of press conferences where coaches are expressing, people are getting away with a little bit too much. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yes and no. It's really hard for me to say from the Valkyries' perspective, just because we don't have like a well-known star player from around the league. And you know how it is, same with the NBA, they get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of the calls, and so we don't really have that to go off of. You know, even Phoenix last night had, you know, Alyssa Thomas, who's going to get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of things, but we don't really have that. So I enjoy the physicalness of it, because I'm not a guy who gets a lot of, you know, free throws as it is, or gets the foul call, so I enjoy it.
Is that something that irks you when you're out there? And I know you've got one of the greatest players in the history on your side, but when you're going up against another star, LeBron or KD or Jokic, whoever it is, and you get involved with maybe a ticky-tack contact and the foul goes against you, is that something that you kind of file away? And is it something that kind of bothers you?
I mean, it bothers you, but you understand it. You know, if you look at it from the perspective of they're already great as it is and now they're getting a whistle for them, it makes it even harder. But you also can look at it from they've earned that right. They've earned that respect throughout the league and from the officials. They've been doing it for so long. You just got to, you know, give it to them when it's owed. And so you understand both sides of it. It could be frustrating, you know, in the moment. But when you look back at it, like, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, LeBron, it's KD, it's those guys that have earned that right.
We're talking with Brandon Pajemski here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. He is our Valkyrie super fan correspondent. We're going to do this every single Wednesday in the 3 o'clock hour and enjoying talking to BP. Pods, how are you feeling about their playoff chances right now?
You know, I'm liking it. You know, I hear a bunch of the announcers on the telecast saying stay away from that 8 spot and the 4 and 5 spot because nobody obviously wants to play Minnesota. So I think we're sitting at 7 right now, right behind the Fever at 6. So obviously 2 plays 7, and then the next round it's 3 and 6, the winner plays each other. So I think right where we're at is fine. I think whoever we get is not really wanting to play us as the lower seed, but I think we're going to shock some people.
Well, and the other side to that is because, look, they do it. They got a tough schedule coming down the stretch. We know the injuries. But if they are able to make it in year one as an expansion team, what's your takeaway there? Like, what would that say about this organization?
It just tells us that we have unlimited potential. You know, with the pieces that we brought in from the expansion draft, and, you know, just to think about the pieces that I know the staff and the front office are going to bring in the future. You know, as a Valkyries fan, you got nothing but excitement and to look forward to. And so for me as a fan, I'm excited to see, you know, how it looks come playoff time and how it looks come next year.
What's your next Valkyries game, Brandon? Because I know you've been out there putting in your work in Orlando and you're trying to get back here to catch a couple before you get ready for Golden State Warriors season. What's the Brandon Pajemski travel plan and the next game you might get to?
I think trying to get to one of the last ones in September before they hit the road for the last couple games. But if not, I know most definitely I'll be there for a game three of the playoffs if it goes that far.
I was just thinking about that. Brandon, are you going to be able to handle that? Like truly, how do you, if there's a Valkyrie playoff game at Chase, how do you keep yourself off of center court? Be real with me here.
It's going to be hard. You know, every game I'm at, it's hard not to already, whether it's, you know, the best team in the league or the worst team in the league, just the energy and environment that's created in Chase Center is, it's something different. Like I said last week, it's different. It's different than our games. So it's going to be really hard, especially on playoff time. And you know, if it's a game three, it means winning the home time. So I'm just excited for that.
The passion is unbelievable, and you inspire so many of us to be equally passionate. I'm just curious, when you're going to a Valks game, how do you decide between your jerseys which one to wear? Because jerseys are like kids. You like them all the same, but you vary them so well. How do you decide going into a game who you're going to rock?
Yeah, I mean, just from the beginning, I've tried to, you know, get everyone's jersey that I could get from the team. So, and I just try to rep all of them equally. Everybody deserves their time and their spotlight. And so I try to wear everybody's at least once. If there's special occasions or something like that, I'll duplicate and wear the same one twice. But I just try to wear everybody's and show off, you know, their jersey and their name and brand. And so, you know, if a little kid sees me wearing whomever's jersey, you know, they might want to get it. And it just, you know, comes back to just helping the organization as a whole.
Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibs. He is our Valkyrie superfan correspondent. We'll do it every week. And this is largely going to be about everything going on with the Valks. We do plan each time toward the end on asking one big Warriors question.
This is big.
Yeah, here it is for today. It is all about Jonathan Kuminga. I'm just kidding. Actually, Brandon, you made reference to this recently, and now the schedule is out. So I want to know if you have done the homework you said you were going to do. Have you memorized the schedule yet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think I'm pretty close. Haven't really looked past January just because, like I said, the first thing I look at when the schedule comes out is, do we play on Christmas and when do we play in Milwaukee? And those two things both happen in October and obviously during Christmas. And so I really just key in on that and kind of go from there. I'm still working on, you know, February, which is a shorter month, and then March and April. But I'm excited for the schedule. I think it turned out beautifully, at least from what I saw and how the NBA, you know, just designed our travel. It's not as bad as it was last year, I think. Obviously, you got some stretches there, but I know in the month of April, we're in California the whole month, which is nice just to be at home. And then the beginning of January, we got that stretch. We're home from the 1st all the way through the 21st, I believe. So it was a great schedule put together by the NBA.
I just can't avoid the desire to, like, test you on this. Like, so if you've memorized December, like, don't look. Like, you, obviously Dallas is here for Christmas. What city do you go to next?
That would be Toronto and Brooklyn back to back, and then we finished the year in Charlotte.
I mean, this guy, Rain Man Pajemski.
Boom, and I'm looking at you on YouTube, so I can tell you didn't just open up your phone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got those cities memorized. We all love Toronto. Everybody in the NBA loves Toronto. And then my best friend is from Brooklyn, so I knew that one off the top of the head.
Very impressive. And you were right about January. You do have one little quick trip to L.A., but beyond that, 21 straight days at home. And I wonder if you've actually eyeballed the NBA Cup games. And just about the NBA Cup, is that something that you and the other Warriors get excited about, or is it something that – you know, the league and maybe fans get more hyped up about than you?
I mean, you can never pass up free money. I mean, that's a summer vacation right there that's paid for by the NBA, essentially. So, yeah, we get hyped for it. I think another thing on the schedule that I'm super happy we get to do is in San Antonio in November. We get to stay there twice and play them back-to-back. And then January 24th and 26th in Minnesota, we get to play back-to-back. So we get to take care of two birds with one stone in the same city, which we have never had before. So I like those additions, too.
There it is.
Pods.
Yeah, pods.
As advertised.
And I know that this is somewhat near to your home, but most people don't look forward to Minnesota in January. But feel free to do that if you want. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I love getting the two out the way if we can do it at the same time.
Pods, great to have you, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Cool, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. See you next week.
Okay.
Right on, Pods.
There it is. That's Brandon Pajemski. He's our Valkyrie's crazy person.
And he said that he was going to memorize the schedule when it came out, and yeah, he's through January. And I can't believe you quizzed him.
Dude, I rocked
him. You held his feet to the fire.
And he nailed it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.